Welcome, another edition of the Gatorade Between the Lines post-game report. Mike Wobshaw, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, fresh off another preseason victory for your Minnesota Vikings, 27-25 over the Los Angeles Rams. To conclude the preseason, the Vikings undefeated. They are 12-1 in the preseason under head coach Mike Zimmer. Paul, what are you doing?
Looking for the Vikings' first loss on the schedule because I certainly didn't find it in the preseason. All we do is win preseason games, and hopefully all we do is win division championships. Because even without Teddy Bridgewater, and God bless Teddy and his recovery, the Minnesota Vikings are the defending division champions in the NFC North. So the way I look at it, the road to NFC North immortality goes through U.S. Bank Stadium until proven otherwise.
I think in the preseason, when you get to the fourth and the final preseason game, that game more than any other is kind of when you just look at individual performances. You know, you don't really look at third down percentage on offense or defense or what did we rush for as a team. It's kind of individual performances. And when you look at the game tonight, a lot of highlights. Let's start with running back Jarrell Presley, who scored two touchdowns, including a Cordarrelle Patterson-like 106-yard kickoff return.
Yeah, now Jarrell goes to bed tonight wondering what the immediacy of his future looks like. Likewise for C.J. Ham. Safety Jayron Kearse forced a fumble or recovered a fumble, one of the two, and he had a couple of picks during the preseason. He goes to bed probably a little bit wondering about what his future looks like, but he'll be on the 53-man roster. That's what's next, cutting down to 53. And by the way, the personnel department finding another quarterback for this roster. That really, seriously speaking, that is the A topic now. But Presley, I thought offensive lineman Isom Fashone had a really good game tonight. Backup defensive tackle Travis Rasidi had a good game tonight. Those are names that you probably are not super familiar with or may not even ever hear again. But if only for an evening, they did it and did it very well.
Toby Johnson on his birthday.
Hey, this is weird, man. I'm telling you, Toby Johnson, This is a tricky figure. He wears 69. He had a fantastic preseason. Yeah. So, not to channel our inner Rick Spielman and George Payton, who's Rick's right-hand man, but up front, I mean, Everson Griffin, Danielle Hunter, Linval Joseph, Sharif Floyd, Justin Tracho, Brian Robinson. You put them in for sure. Now, after that, do you go to 8? Do you go to 9? With Sharif Floyd, Shamar Stephen, Tom Johnson, Linval Joseph,
Toby Johnson.
Put him on the practice squad. Hopefully you don't lose him. It was his 25th birthday. He had an interception on his 25th birthday. That's super special.
Can we go? I mean, I don't know if the fourth preseason game here tonight is going to be any omen for the regular season. I hope it is.
Yeah.
Could we go through any more adversity at the quarterback position, by the way? I mean, Joel Stave started the game and looked pretty good and got knocked out of the game with an injury. We had to go to Brad Sorensen, who the Vikings had to waive earlier in the week and brought him back. But this team responded, kept fighting, won a close game at the end. And I know it's the fourth preseason game, but winning does feel good.
Well, on a serious note, it has been a bad week for the Vikings from an injury standpoint. You lose your starting quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, for the season to a significant knee injury. Antoine Exum Jr., a safety, he had to leave the Chargers game early. He's out for the season. Safety Michael Griffin, veteran safety, he was on crutches. Tight end Michael Pruitt hurt. Jabari Price got hurt tonight. Joel Stave left, and he came back. So it's been a rough week from an injury standpoint. We just need to get to the regular season, go to Tennessee, and start playing football where the wins and losses count, and hopefully everybody can stay healthy.
Special teams wise, before we wrap it up here on the Between the Lines post game report, Blair Walsh finished well, had a very good preseason. You had GM Rick Spielman in the broadcast booth during the third quarter and the beginning of the fourth quarter. He was very pleased with Jeff Locke, it sounded like, this preseason, and he punted well here tonight. Kevin McDermott didn't have any problems deep snapping. I got nervous watching Marcus Sherrills because he's out here playing. Don't want him to get hurt. He's very important. But special teams looks like it's in a good place right now.
Well, one of the real keys and what makes it fun for outsiders like us to analyze rosters and what general managers do, they are compensated a lot of money to formulate big opinions. So the Vikings had an opinion on undrafted quarterback Taylor Heinicke from Old Dominion. And quite honestly, I fell off the preseason last year and the offseason from where I've seen him this year. They're going to get paid. He has a foot injury. He eventually may play because of the Teddy deal. Same thing with Jeff Locke. The Vikings did not bring in any punting competition for Jeff, and statistically, he had a rough season last year. They trust Jeff indoors and to improve. they're formulating big opinions. I like that. Now they just got to be right. Likewise for Sean Hill, backup quarterback, 15th year from Maryland. Teddy's out, so here comes Sean. Now the Vikings will find another quarterback, but it doesn't matter who they find. That guy is not going to play week one at Tennessee. So now the opinion has to be right that Sean Hill is the perfect backup quarterback to start the season with. It's very, very interesting stuff, and it's very high-level stuff from a decision-making standpoint.
Yeah.
Now here we go, Tennessee, Nashville. Let's win 11 or 12 games and just silence a bunch of critics.
Great job, Paul.
Thank you.
With you and Pete Bursich. Yeah, we will.
Yeah, I know we
you,
will.
You, Pete Bursich, and Greg Coleman, and Ben Lieber, simulcasting all preseason. You guys
and
did
Nate
a great
Vaughn.
Job.
And yeah. Nate Vaughn on the camera for Between the Lines provided by Gatorade. Just
right.
unbelievable work on that camera, man. It's unbelievable. See, like I even do that, and it barely even jiggles.
Right. Jiggles.
Aww. Yeah, I know.
All right, so up next, the regular season begins. Simulcasting is over. Between the Lines post-game report will continue, so you can watch this again in Nashville after we go and open up the season with
and
the
go 1-0.
We'll be 1-0 because that's what we do. We keep winning.
Yeah.
Catch Paul on Twitter at PA on the mic, at Wobby. Make sure you follow the Vikings social media accounts. Stay tuned to Vikings.com. Zimmer's post-game press conference coming up. Coverage of the team all through the weekend during cuts. That's what's coming up here next with the Minnesota Vikings over the next couple of days. Thank you for watching. The Vikings close the preseason with a win. Paul, who's your favorite football team?
My favorite football team is the Minnesota Vikings, a team that wins preseason games and division titles.
All right, everyone.
And my main man is Wobby.
Thanks for watching.